Whole thing is interesting.
It's got out of control.
Yeah.
I have a tremendous headache. Me and both my wife. So let's have two things. So I truly would say.
Do you have a carbon monoxide detector in the apartment upstairs?
Oh.
That could be.
Where could we get?
Could be from the furnace, from the heater. Anytime like two people in the same house have an unexplained bad headache, always something to consider. You do feel in your tooth. But the Rebbetzin, the question is why the Rebbetzin having the headache. Worth getting anyway. Worth getting a carbon monoxide detector. They're very, very cheap. $15, $20. Definitely worth it. I know many people whose lives were saved.
Really?
Oh yeah. Where it was mamish karov le misa, literally.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely good to have in general.
Hi, Rabbi. How are you? Okay, I didn't get a chance yet. I'll be in touch. How are you feeling, Harry?
My Malaya.
Harry, how are you feeling?
Baruch Hashem, very, very good. Back to normal. I'm happy.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I just got off to the stuff the doctor gave, and everything is good now.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. You have your Shalmi?
No,
hey, how are you?
Doing all right. It's tomorrow's test day, so
yeah,
it's always.
Eventually, I mean, look, we did the Lama test Malachas, so we had about over 200. What did we have? 200 something.
Right. But if we had 40 what for each malacha, that would, I mean, like from up to there.
Yeah. How you doing, Rabbi Agus? How are you?
Rabbi Simon, great to see you.
Okay, how's everything?
Everything's great.
How's he on?
He's doing fantastically well. Loving Rav Blachman's here.
Blachman is a very, very fine and one of the most unique people you'll ever meet.
I've never met him, but I feel like I know him.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's one of the most unique people you'll ever meet.
Is Muktzah the one with the most booklets of all the malachas?
Oh, I mean, Muktzah's not a malacha, but it's... initially we did 44, so we're going to probably have more, yeah. We're going to have more Muktzah than... So a minute, we'll wait one more minute to see if anyone else coming. And today is also the yahrzeit of the Rav's father, of Rav Tzvi, then Rav Mordechai. So keep these things in mind. Okay, we're on packet Mem Beis. Old Be'inyan Graf Shal Re'i, Mokom Shal Graf Re'i Vamitztaif. In other words, so we know there are certain things that are mukta, like things that, like Shechelos points out, if it's not an ochel, it's not a kli, a stone, you know, it's mukta, and it's also to move. But we have a din of Graf Shal Re'i, that means that something that's technically mukta, like a dirty diaper or something like that, technically is mukta. But since it's very repulsive, so Chazal gave a heter to remove it. So you have a dirty diaper, so that's clearly mukta. But if you're going to leave it there, it's going to be very repulsive to the whole atmosphere, and therefore there are heterim to move certain things of that somebody throws up, and what are you going to just leave it there? So it's the vomit is mukta. It's clearly is mukta, but certain things that are going to cause an individual great distress to keep it there have the status of graf shel rei. Graf shel rei literally means like a toilet seat, so a portable toilet seat. So graf shel rei is a portable toilet seat, so with excrement in it, has the special kula that one could move it over. So the Gemara in Shabbos discusses here on page Kuf Chafal of Amarav, page 1, Kok Ora al Gabe Haner Bishvil Shalotochas Bekora. So you could take a kli, a receptacle made out of pottery, and put it on top of a lit candle, and so it shouldn't cause the burning of the beam of the house. Altsoa shall cut them, or you can put it. If you have a little child and he has excrement, you could cover up with this receptacle. The al akrav shaloti shach, and then some type of snake, you could cover up so it shouldn't bite. Amar Yehu the Masa Balufne Rabbi Yochanan Bazake Erev Amar Chashoni Lamechatas. So the Gemara says that the story happened like this with Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he said he's not so poshut. But maybe it's considered seder that he's going to capture the snake. So let's see, the Gemara continues. Rav Yehuda, Rav Irmiya bar Abba, Rav Hanan bar Arava, Iklu lebe oven, the min neshika. Rav Yehuda bar Abba. So these people visited this place. These individuals, next page, they gave them certain beds to sit up. But the Rav Hanan bar Rava lo isulei, and they didn't give him one. They let him sit on the floor. So what's pshat? Everyone got beds except for this one rabbi. He let him sit on the floor. So, mustn't lay the grave out. So much shall cotton if they are cotton. So He said that he had the girsa that you can cover up the tzor of katan because of the katan. Rashi says, so the katan shouldn't get dirty. Because if the katan had tzor, then he's going to go play with it. So Amalei Ravin. So the Gemara says, Amalei Ravin shatya masni shtusel b'rei. He says, well, what are you talking about? He says, hello? What's the problem? Hello, he atzma mucheres l'klovin. In other words, it's not even muktzah. Because a dog can eat it, so it's dog food. So it's ochel. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema, k'lo chazim le'me'esmo latanin haros hamoshkin amayonos anovim areim garagli k'lodom." In other words, maybe you want to say that it wasn't dog food yesterday because it was only came out today. But the Gemara says no, because things that you know are coming in could be that it's not going to be muktzah because. Rashi says, so you know that it's going to come out. You know that the rivers are going to flow in. So you know that there's going to be excrement.
He wasn't given a bet, like there's like some sort of.
Yeah. Because he says, Rav Chana Shehar Kaos. Miskaven Laknito, he was upset with him because. So he says that the Gemara says the table David Grafshal Ray, but why don't we just say that it's a Grafshal Ray? This excrement, and therefore it's mutter to move. The Gemara says no, but maybe graf shel rei is only when you have a kli, and then it's in the kli you can move it away. So the Gemara says no. Achbar, there was a mouse. Tishtachach b'varsim kli that it was found in the besamim. The mouse was found in the besamim. V'amalu the kotu b'tzutzisa. They take its tail. And throw it out. So you see that the din of graf shel rei, it doesn't have to be in a kli. You take the mouse and you take it out. So that's one thing we learned, that you can take a mouse, you don't have to take it out. Now, there's a Mishnah in Masechta Tamid on page 3. So it discusses.
You really allergic to aircraft smoke? No. I can get
just not for breeze.
Yeah, I think. Second. So there's a Mishnah Masechta Tamid about this idea. He says, Misha Zochem Amacht on page 3. There was, there used to be payosos. There was lots to see who was going to do which avod in the Beis HaMikdash. They would draw lots. So Misha Zocha B'machta, that the person who was Zocha to get the kibud of taking a shovel and shoveling around the coals on the Mizbeach, not on Machta Sechesev all Rosh Mizbeach, so he would take a pan for the coals. And he would go on top of the Mizbech and he would move them. Yored, the Iron of the Tokshal Zov, Mispazim, okay, let's continue. here on page Uva Shabbos on page 4. Haya kofe aleim pesachte. The bartender Uva Shabbos also a chabos. So Shabbos you're not allowed to extinguish. So kofe alav chli echad gadol. They would take a big kli and put it on top of the coals. So he says, what is this kli? What was it used for in the Beis HaMikdash? So on page 5, the Mishnah says, so there were if you needed to cover up the burning coals, so they would use this psachter. Al hasheretz b'shabbos. So says the bartenur, al sheretz shenimta b'azara. It was there a sheretz, a rodent, in the azara on Shabbos. So they would cover up, they would take this kli and cover up the sheretz. Bartenur says, k'dei shelo yitamu bo ha-kohanim. So some reason, so the question is the sheretz, why can't you move the sheretz on Shabbos? Why don't you say that it's like a graph show ray? Extra brachas. Yeah. So and you open them the stomach, and lo and behold, there's a mouse. So it's a problem. So the Gemara says you can move it out because it's a graph shel rei. So how the sheretz, you can just cover up, but you can't move out. So what's the chiluk? What's the chiluk?
Makes them common. If they touch it.
So they get someone else who's not doing the avoda. So if you take a look at this sefer, Tshura Shai. Very chosh of a sefer. Oh, Shalom Aleichem.
Aleichem Shalom.
Page 13. The Tshura Shai was Rosh HaBezdin and Siget. Shalom Yehuda Tabak. So he has a piece here. About what is considered a graph shel rei and what's not considered a graph shel rei. So if you look here on page 14, Sheila, nitsa tzoa beis hakisei. Say the tzoa and the beis hakisei. Im dino ke graph shel rei, the mutter otatel oshlichu luchutz l'shabbos. It was the basic he says that those days were not the same as we have today because you just flush it. So there was tzoa in the basic he say. So you had to take the tzoa out, and I guess it's all reshus hayachid, it's all enclosed. You can throw it out the window, chreis. You know, are you allowed to do that to have the heter of graf shel rei? He says. The Dover Zet see that Eishel Avram Ibuchach, top of page 14. The Eishel Avram says, the hook kigraf mitzad hariya ba'osa rega. He says, you can see it. So it's uncomfortable. But he says he doesn't think so. He says, because the Gemara says in Beitza on Shabbos, who achbar the case of the mouse? Dashkach be appointed the Rav Ashi Amar Lahu nachte betzutzitz of avkua. So they said you can take the mouse out. So he has a kasha is kasheshi. So the true shai has a kasha from the Mishnah Tomit. A pasach the kofin al sheretz. If your sheretz in the azara, you have to cover up. So what's the chilek? How come a mouse, the Gemara says, beferish, you can remove the mouse, but the sheretz, you're not allowed to move. That's the kasha. Mm-hmm. What's the chilek between the sheretz? And both repugnant, both gonna mouse. So why is the sheretz, you say, cover up the sheretz, but the mouse you can take out? What's the chilek? So he says, he says, why not? If you have the Kohanim and the Am, we're in the Azara. So it's most for them. So why can't you take it out? So he wants to say, maybe the chilek is that it's only the place where you live. Maybe the din of Graf Sholei was only said in the place of that you inhabit. Whereas he says, this is this teretz, that he doesn't live in the Azara. So even though you're in the Azara, but it's not a Mokom Dira, so maybe
God lives.
God lives there. So you're not happy with this teretz either.
I would say it's a bizarre, no?
Yeah. Vishnu Malik says it's a good teretz. So maybe the halacha is that since you're able to cover it up, maybe you don't have a heter to take it out. So the question is, so why don't you do the same thing with the mouse? So that's the teretz that he wants to say. Maybe it's a chilek between a mokum dira and not a mokum dira.
Yeah, Rabbi, how about a shul? So a shul is not a mokum dira.
Oh, yeah, so that's going to be a whole discussion. If you see a mouse in the shul, what's the din of a mouse in the shul? Is a mouse in the shul? The Gemara says, if you see a mouse in the Azara, it's a kli. But if you see a mouse in your house, in the Besomim, you can take the mouse out. So that's what the Tzur Shai is trying to figure out. Page 14. What's the chiluk? Sheretz, a mouse, this should all be a Graf Shel Rei, or all is Dover Mos. So why is it that when the Gemara Shabbos says they found a mouse in the Besomim, so they say you're allowed to take, even though mouse is Mukta. But still, since it's so Mos, you could, so repugnant, you could take it out, but it says in Talmud, they found the sheretz of the Azara, you have to cover it up. Why can't you take it out? So the Tzur Shai wants to make a chilek that the Azara is not a mokum dira, even though it's a mokum that people are there, but it's not a mokum that people live. And the head of Graf Shalei was only in a mokum dira. That's what he wants to say.
Can we get better? In my outdoor minion on 99th Street, we had a dead mouse. There on Shabbos.
Yeah, I think it was a rat, even.
You were there? You were at the same minion? Joe, you were at the same minion.
I was at the same minion. I think I spotted it first.
That amount, you might as well come to shul. You might as well come to shul already. We covered it up. I guarantee you come here to shul, there won't be any mouse and there won't be any rats. Okay. Oh. So let's see. So he says, if he's there, Oh, so now he's saying your thing. If you find it in shul, also let's see in the Shabbos, because it's not a makom dira.
How can you have prayers?
How can you hold prayers in the so he's covered up and you have to be marking. But it's a dimukta.
What is the definition of tzoa?
Tzoa is excrement.
Excrement of what?
Excrement, you know, so that's a question whether it's all, you know, human beings versus not human beings, that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like the cow, like Bordel, I have to point out, cows could be different if it's not smelling.
And what about a bird? This is a lama. Maaseh Shabbat as well. In the hospital, we have a mincha. We started it a couple of weeks ago. It's outdoors. And there's a bunch of birds above. So there's like bird stuff on the ground next to it. Bird excrement.
Uh-huh.
So the rabbi there, Rabbi Krieger, like covered up with a piece of it with like a tarp.
Uh-huh. And does it smell?
It doesn't smell at all. The bottom is probably pretty old and dry.
Yes.
But that would be a problem. I mean, if birds are, you know, that would mean you can't make a bracha in the park, because every park bench is going to have some bird droppings on it. I always thought that the halacha was birds were okay, but geese, or not even geese, but like a rooster. Yeah,
the discussion whether it was a smell.
So if it doesn't smell, it's okay?
Yes, that's part of the discussion, yes. Shachter once discussed this.
You didn't know how the mice
That Pendrash is not computer, right? Sleep in it or eat it.
We'll see. So he wants to say that the Chor Shafti Ra'isi, back at page 14, the paragraph of Fizeth. Chor Shafti Ra'isi, Yashav, Hachel, Tomer, and the Meir. Let's say a different shot. Now, the Mayim Besheretz Mace, the Matame. Who said that? You said that. And maybe the reason why you can't move the Sheretz is because it's talking about a dead Sheretz, and then you're going to become Tame. Which causes Retosis Yontif. Efshim, the Kisim, the Tiro Tal, the Lo, the Shaking Haven Bart, the Ravash, the Mayim Bach, or Chai. In other words, maybe the case of the Bessam was alive. There was maybe the two cases. But first, he wants to say a difference between Mokum Dira and that. But he says, no, maybe you can say it differently. In other words, we have two Gemaras, a Gemara and a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Tamid, we saw in Perkei, says that there was a Sheretz in the Azara, they would cover it up. And the Gemara in Shabbos says there was a mouse in the Bessamim, they're allowed to remove it and take it out. Because of the din of Graf Shel Rei. So the shayla is, what's the chilut? So he wants to say that the Azara is Nishkei Adira. It's not a Mokum Dira. So Bemele, you don't have a het of Graf Shel Rei, in contrast to the case of the Psalmim that was in his house. So it's a Mokum Dira, so you're allowed to remove it. But now he wants to say a different word. That the case of the Azara was a Sheretz Mace. So the male is going to be Vitami. In the case of the, so therefore, you can't touch it, so cover it up. The Akbar, they bring it out. Why don't you? Because the Akbar was talking about a live mouse. So a live mouse is not, a live mouse is going to be, if you're going to cover it up, you're going to be violating Seda.
All right, so here's another question. Is a live mouse and a dead mouse considered the same level of Graf Shel Rei?
It's not Graf Shel Rei. So I would say.
Why a lot? I mean, a dead mouse is. I mean.
Well, your dead mouse, you think that what? You can just
cover it. More repulsive.
A dead mouse is more repulsive. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Also, you can see a live mouse in the summit. It's just going to wait for you to take it. Meaning, like, a mouse seat, like, they're going to...
They don't wait for you.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem... That's why I was thinking the mouse in the summit was dead, because a live mouse is going to wait for you to, you know...
So let's see. Let's see what he says. Well, the fees are nimtza achbar meis, otzola meis haknesses, also not see b'shabes. So it's a sheretz mace, you can't touch it. Why does it say he took it out with its tail? Well, what's the difference? He says, the Achbar is one of the Shmona Tzrotzim in the Torah. Oh. Well, page 14, the paragraph will be there. First word on the line is Mishum Ba'ach or the Shrotzim. Hamur Betar, Kasha Shmini, Cholva Achbar. The Chova Behem Chayim, after Lo Yotzadam. In other words, if you bruise an Achbar, you're Chayim. Even if Dam become El Nitzra, Tachas or Dab, make black and blue bark. These are Bishas. So you're saying if you're going to hold it with the goof, so the Achbar is going to want to get its way out. See, they didn't have this before. They didn't have traps. The glue, this is without the glue traps. See, so today we have glue traps, so you don't have to hold it to the glue trap. Achbar vada yitzel, but if you have it and it's alive, the Achbar is going to try to what? Wiggle its way out. So what are you going to do? You hold it tighter. So then you're going to come to Chavala. So that's why he said, Afkur b'tzutzitza. Take it by its tail. After Yodav Hassan, you think I feel below Manabut, the other will see me from Mokum. I'm going to call Dafka b'tzutzitza. We should say the lecker, Mashalakur b'tzutzitza. Then after, I'll see a Khaman, the inner Rotsa Latsuda, Adam Allah Shlich Lachutz. He cares Kavarasa Lonaim Lavutsuda. So he's not trying to trap it. If he's trying to trap it, yeah. So that's a whole different other pshat. The difference between the two cases. He says, "V'hadigraf shall rei tiro lotzil less two lines on the page 14 on the left." So lo hitzrichu kfias kli. So what's the whole head of graf shall rei? Why don't we just cover it up? Efrim, you call mokum he reach ra. Because it's still reach ra. So what is he going to help with?
Is that a necessary condition to be a graf shel rei? It has to have a reach ra and it has to have a reach ra and graf shel rei.
So that's what he's saying. That's what he's asking. Why do you have to take out the... Why don't you just cover it up? Like a tzoa. Why do you... So he says, as a reach ra, or that the daita didn't say, we have a bias of field b'chusa. So that's, I think, is the push-up shot. If you know something is there and is repulsive, even if it's covered up, you still are very uneasy.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
So he says, V'ikar nirali degam hach the perek b'shilin mari b'achbarta besa. But he wants to say, we wanted to say that the case of the mouse was a live mouse, in the case of the sheretz, was a dead sheretz. But now he wants to say no. He thinks the pashup shot with the mouse was a dead mouse, like you said, Rav Yerushalmi. It's a dead mouse. Bima Yachai. Because it would be alive. You're not allowed to talk. If you pick it up, that's Seder. So the melee, it's talking about a dead mouse, and you can take it out because it's still considered mouse. So you could, and the sheretz is talking about a dead sheretz, but a dead sheretz, you're gonna be metame. That's me. Yeah. So that's the simple pshat. But then it comes out that the original teretz of the difference between a makom dira and not might not apply. Rav Harfen is here on page 21 discusses this. Yeah, let's see. Here's the question. Base Knesset, base Medrash. Page 21, the bottom right. Base Knesset, base Medrash, Yvesham, Hedrash, Shal, Toto, Graf, Shal, Rey. Right? If you have a mouse in the shul.
A mouse droppings?
Or the mouse itself. The Chvodo Matz.
Now, base Medrash, you're allowed to sleep in, right? If base Knesset's. You're not
allowed to? It's not simple. Because
there used to be times when they slept with this
Knesset, no? The Shabbos. But the Tosis says that means side rooms. Tosis says it means side rooms. It's
well, a woman doesn't live in a base of Medrash, right?
That's a question. The Shach says a base medrash means only if people are learning there the whole day.
Well, originally they have, but
yeah, okay, so, learning there the whole day. That's But a base Knesset is also something, you know. So he quotes from a Me'arik. He says, "Saving Milchas Pitim because of Dafka." We'll have more about this, but Obi base Knesset, Lav Dira. So he works with that Sfar of Dira. Base Knesset Patur Mi Mezuzo, Mishum the Lav Sheim Dira Alo. Kachal Shura Shai. But he writes that maybe it's not really the case. He says, Ulani is nightly the Ada Tolib of Machadikra Shem Dira or Halacha. This is Rav Harfen speaking. Yes. He's saying, maybe it's not. He says, Makum Shabbat Adam show him shalom. It doesn't have to be technically. You're in a shul. You're going to be there for 2 hours, 3 hours now. So it might not be considered technically a Makum Dira, but it's a place where people spend time there. So it could be that's a heter of its own right. It doesn't have to be technically anyone lives here, doesn't live here. He says there's no base Knesset today that we assume it's a big shaila. Is a base Knesset also al tanai? So the Prashat Pshat, in other words, Mar says if you made a tanai, when you make a condition, when you make the base Knesset, it shouldn't have full Kedushas Beis Knesset, then the Tanai works. So it's a machlok in the Shulchan Aruch. Tosis Shita is only with if the Beis Knesset is no longer in use. It's no longer in use. If the Beis Knesset is no longer in use, Not that it's in the middle of the day when no one's there. It means the base kedusha is closed, closed for business. No longer in use. And still usher to use it for dvarim shel chol. But if you made it tonight, then it works. But says Tosis, when the base kedusha is what? Binyono, it's used, tonight doesn't help. Tonight doesn't help. Rashi Shita is that it's that tonight works even the Kiyumo. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He says, so what's the heter? What's the heter? We have a yortzeit, a tikkun, we have food here, we have a chanukah mesiva, but what's the heter? So Rav Moshe says, well, the heter must be that we're following Shita's Rashi, that the Tanai works even b'kiyumo. So Frech Rav Moshe, but the Shulchan Aruch says not that way. The Shulchan Aruch says only b'churbono the Tanai works. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, you have to be Rav Moshe Feinstein to say this, what I'm going to tell you he's going to say. He says, the Minig Yisrael is the Falozach Shita's Rashi, even if it's against the Shulchan Aruch. That's what he writes. What's the context of the tshuva? The context of the tshuva was not whether the shtiebels could continue having a ticket for the yortzeit. That wasn't, no one was asking that. So what was the shaila? The shaila was, Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva to Rabbi Teitz from Elizabeth, New Jersey. And the shaila was something that was a big shaila. And this shaila had cases that went to court. This on the following shaila, and the shaila was whether blind people could bring the seeing eye dog to the shul, or was that considered a bizayon to the Beis Knesses? That was the shaila that Rav Teitz asked Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe Paskin. Not everyone agrees with Rav Moshe, but Rav Moshe Paskin that since we're mako, we eat in the shuls, and we speak the dvarim b'talim in the shul. So you can put it, you can bring the dog.
Really? Wow.
Is it with any dog or just the
Shanghai dog? No. Any dog.
No, I mean, there's...
There were a lot of
tasteless animals, not just for blind people.
Yeah, everyone has...
And Rav Moshe was mako. But another post can disagree.
There's on the train all the time.
Yeah, how about the dog here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rav Moshe had this you have to realize like this, Dvarim B'Talim, you have to realize, well, Dvarim B'Talim doesn't mean Lashon Hara. There's nothing to do with that. Dvarim B'Talim means that after davening, you go over to your, or before davening, some people do it in the middle of davening, and they say, how are you? What's doing? How you been? Like any normal people. So that's called Dvarim B'Talim. And that's awesome. Mi'ikra Adin and Shul. That's awesome. Mi'ikra Adin and Shul. But the Rav Moshe said the reason we're Mimekel is because we assume the shuls are made a lot tonight. So that's why we're Mekel. Ah, Rav Moshe said, but the Shulchan Aruch says tonight only helps with Churbano, not with Binyano. So Rav Moshe says we follow Shitas Rashi even against the Shulchan Aruch. He says, at one once we do that, the minhag is to speak to Rabbi Talmud Shul and have a tikkun of Shul and Shal Shudas and all the things that people do. So then you can even bring in the seeing eye dog.
Wow.
But I'm sure you can find in your thing different court cases that existed that people were not letting blind people in and they had a whole sukh about this. But that was his. Oh, so that's what he means. She command ain much of his money to base kedushas sheishal kedushas base kedushas. Shall he dabu sham sichas chum? Remember, there was a shul in Brooklyn that they had a fire in the shul. They rebuilt it. Then they invited Rabbi Belsky to give a shiur in honor of the new shul, and he's. Spoke about this topic about shuls on Tanai. This thing is spoken about. So if you assume that the shuls today are a lot Tanai, so So Bamela is so Bamela after we feed Var, they're at the low ball of Fuki Rak Base Knesses. From a low base, yeah. So he wants to tie the Rav Harfinus that you don't need a technical din of Dira. As long as people spend time there, that's considered a halacha of enough to be matir a graf shel rei. So he says a graf shel rei should be mutter in the shul too. Mutter in the shul too. This he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, maybe I go with Chaim Kanievsky, the head of knowing after base classes. So they asked him, what about the case in the Mishnah about Sheretz? So he says, So you can give different terutz. Maybe it's a part of the base of mikdash of people who weren't shalom zman. Base mikdash people aren't spending. You know, maybe if it's a place near the place where they were doing the avoda, it doesn't mean every single place in the base of the mikdash is. And then the question, what about in the street? So you have in the streets. Graf Shemunach Rishus HaRabbi. He says, if Harvard is page 21. Graf Shemunach Rishus HaRabbi. Also, it's a place, maybe it's an area or whatever, so you could theoretically move it, or it's walled in. So he says, maybe there would be also to, you know, on one hand, you could say it's not a Malkum Dira. Maybe the Shus Rabbi, if you don't have to walk near there.
He says, "Very deep the grubs are not enough for a cold in the arcade that are robbing you out or something about this. Mutal is talking a little upon something a dying kid in grubs array."
At the end, he says, "When you see the grubs array, a moon of cold, Akiv is arriving with over some Mahmas Muse, Mutal Tazel can also be shown be a dying kid in the grubs array." What? What?
Glove.
It was glove. Yeah. And then he says, on page 22, near a posture to the graph, should him so the base akise, the Hoshi Mokham Dears Bene Adam. Because people, as man as the base kinesis of Chedim Mechubat. Right? It's clean. It's not. That place, old base kiseis were, you know, whatever, a whole different situation. Today, if you have something in the kisei, that would be considered a graf shel rei. Why afim tochius ki or base kiseis well has been talking mutol shafs lo b'difro began sham also adam. If it's in the sink, also all these things. So, you see, there is a, we'll see maybe next week or the following weeks. So, the simple truth of the Mishnah is that it would be a sheretz tummy. Like you said, right? You said of. So that would, so it would be a sheretz tummy. So sheretz tummy is a whole different story. So that would be a whole. So it makes a lot of sense what Rav Harford is saying, that it shouldn't be totally in even if Beis Knesset is not a Makom Dira, but if it's a place where people spend time there, you know, they're not just, and the Magen Avraham, we'll see. I don't know if did I put the Magen Avraham in this packet or let me just see if it's in this packet, or I definitely put it in some of the packets. Yeah, here on page 11.
We're going to have
to non-do, right? Yeah. And look at the Magen Avraham here. Nun Ches. Well, we'll first look at the Shulchan Aruch. I'm a doubt. Called over the Tune of Kilabre, the Kiv and Tzoa. Major order, major order, kind of go. If it's in the Chatzar, Yoshri, Bamutra, Lotziyam, Ashpa. If it's in the Chatzar, you can put it in the Ashpa. A field below Kli. But if no one's there, then you can't. So that's what the Magen Avraham says in Nun Hey. Look what he says. Perish the dar bakum obi bein shayu chatzeris tefnei abatim vayu bakum drisus rega. Unuch b'ashba shebchatzer osel afnosan. Right, if you have a backyard and you're not going to be going there, so then, so if you're planning to sit there in the afternoon and spend time there, then you're allowed. But if you're not planning, if you're not going to be there, then no, then you can't. So literally, but if it, and if it's in a passageway, so you could move it to the side. We'll have to see more about that, but and he even writes in Machtes Hashakel on page 12, She Yoshim Baperish Shadorim, Rosh Alamed Yoshim Lav Dafka. She Yoshim Losham Drisus Regal. As long as it's a place where people go through passageway. It's a place of passageway, so that that has a din of Rav Shul Rei. Let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan now. Let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. On page 9, Sif Chaf Samach Aleph. It says, V'yeshli stopik, B'graf Shal Rei, Shehoysa Me'erv Shabbos. They had the Graf Shal Rei Me'erv Shabbos. And you could have cleaned it up on Erev Shabbos. And you didn't do it. V'yayochol l'nachosu b'bod yom. She'yada she'itztarach le'shem Shabbos. So what's the din if you... you didn't do it. Imutul and akosu b'shabbos. More mashmal lehedya the dafka shenimtsu b'shabbos. Achein mistab it came into a yochel asos b'mol yom lo notio lo b'shabbos lo kein al yidei enu yehudi. So he says that if you could have done it before Shabbos, you'd be clear to do it before Shabbos. And if you forgot, you should get a goy to do it. You should get a goy to do it.
If it happened on Shabbos, you could do it?
Meaning if you didn't know about it, be like the case of the Gemara. He found the katan or the mouse, he found it on Shabbos. So he found it on Shabbos, so then he has he's allowed to do it. But if he found it Erev Shabbos, then... he's mechuyev to do it before, then he doesn't get the head. Question is, does everyone agree with the Aruch HaShulchan? If you look at Rav Harford on page 18, he writes, I am Aruch HaShulchan, to note that the Graf Shal Rei, Shaya Be'erv Shabbos, Ve'yayochol, and a close mode yom, So he says, "Why is it most of the chosen among the Avraham? It's only tier tilted Avraham with Kinuach, and the other should start from him Shabbos Shabbos. So when we see Yishlo based Knesset Samach on Beso, it was even the Esul Chenol Gim a tilted Mukta. After the whole matter had been welcome from Zeke to Rabbi Tamdul, yeah, but he thinks that it makes sense." He says, "Veneer and Pasha, the Kavanas are a Shulchan, La Fuki, Shayad, Behedi, Mayor of Shabbos, Mayor Graf, Veloch, Shanimsa, Graf, Shabbos." So it was a means that he saw, he knew about it before Shabbos. But say he found that, when he first found out about it on Shabbos, even though it's clear that it was there beforehand. So that's not a problem. So it's when you know about it. So we don't say, oh, there's no chiv before Shabbos to check to see if there's a graph shel rei around. You're not chiv to do. So you find it on Shabbos. So then it's, even though it was before Shabbos, then look. So you're not chiv. It's not chiv to look.
Rabbi, in such a case, would Tiltum and Atzad work? I mean, you do like with a Shino, with Tiltum and Atzad, it should be nothing, or no, in this case. Would Tiltum and Atzad work?
Will Tiltum and Atzad work?
Yeah.
So if you take a look, he talks about here, page 22, you need to use a broom. He says, page 22, on the right side, on top. V'chol anal shirotzu lotzi aguf agraf b'no yodos. T'il otzi al de mechbados, right, like a sweeper. Yesh b'lav hachi od hetet avalei t'iltum menatzad. V'chol shirotzu l'shtamish b'osu mokom avalei t'iltum menatzad t'zach davar mutter. Because if you need to use that mokom, so shufano t'iltum al de mechbados l'choshir t'iltum menatzad. But the question is that called Tiltum Atzad? If you have a broom, some say that's Yodo Arichta. That's not Tiltum Atzad. He says you can Zolozach of the Prima Godim. That a broom is considered like Tiltum Atzad. But if you hold like that it's not considered Tiltum Atzad, then you're back with the same question. Yeah. So it comes out that this discussion of the two sugyas, the Mishnah and Talmid, and that says that they covered up the sherets, and the Gemara in Shabbos we say that they took the mouse out. Yeah. So we have to. So that was the point tonight, is to miyach. Shave these two spheres. And we're going to make a chiluk between dira and eina dira, or we'll make a chiluk between live and dead. So I think it's very mustaber that he said that dira is not the main koveya. Even if it's not a makom dira, it's a makom that you spend time there, that technically it's not a makom dira, yet it still has the heter. Or if you want to use the discussion between whether it's dead or alive, that the achbar can be. Achbar can be dead, and the sheretz is dead also. But the sheretz is you're going to be metame, you're in the mikdash, so some you don't want to be metame. Yeah, so that's the big yisod. But a lot of it also has to be totally on the way people feel. In other words, some people, even if you have a dirty garbage bag. It's sitting there. People could, and it's clogged, it's dirty, it's in the plastic. It also doesn't look, it looks, you know, you could have a heter of according to some of Graf Shalrei, even if it's not. It's just like bowl, you know, garbage, regular garbage, clean, what we call clean garbage. It also could be, but it's still most. So you could, we'll see, then that you should be able to take it out, to throw it out to, in a mokum that you, that it's mutter to do hotzah. Okay, Rabosei, so Bez Hashem, we still haven't finished the sinyan, but Bez Hashem, next week, Bez Yat Shmaya will continue. Bez Hashem.
Have a good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Yeah, it's good to see everyone.
Have a good Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you.
All tough. Good to see you, Mayor. It's nice to see you. Yeah, there's more things to talk about these in your... Yeah, well, and then we're going to see.